So you have a Bible. It's big and overwhelming, and you don't know where to start. Why are there so many books with weird names? And what are all the numbers? Well, happy Saturday, everyone. It's Heather here. And however you are tuning in, whether it's on the No Dusty Bibles podcast or on my YouTube channel, I'm so glad you're joining me. And today, we're going to demystify the pages of your Bible. I want to break down its structure from chapters to verses and exploring various translations to find one that resonates with you. We'll also introduce you to some essential tools like cross-references, concordances, and commentaries that can transform your reading experience from confusing to clear. So by the end of our time together, you'll not only know where to start, but how to move forward with confidence and excitement in navigating your Bible. So let's dive in and turn the page on Bible intimidation. All right, let's talk about the structure of the Bible first. So the Bible is divided into two main sections, the Old Testament and the New Testament. And much of the Old Testament centers around the formation of and history of the Israelite nation. But in the Old Testament, you'll also find the creation story, beautiful poetic books that help us express our feelings, and prophecy of the coming Messiah, that would be Jesus. And then in the New Testament, that includes the life and teachings of Jesus, the start and growth of the early church, how the church should operate in a way that honors God. These instructions were mostly given via letters to the early churches across the region, which are included in the New Testament. And then there are some letters written to specific individuals in the early church. And then there's the very last book of the New Testament, the book of Revelation, which includes a whole lot of prophecy about the end times and what comes next after that. So the Old Testament, the first half of the Bible, contains 39 books, and the New Testament contains 27 books. So each book is then divided into chapters and verses, which actually weren't part of the original manuscripts, but they were added much later to help you and I find and reference specific passages quickly. So for example, John 3:16 refers to the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. And so this makes it a little easier to locate certain passages and then discuss them with others, just like we do here. Now, here's the caveat to that. There are actually five books in the New Testament that only contain one chapter. And these are Obadiah, Philemon, 2nd and 3rd John, and then Jude. So when referencing scripture from these books, you just skip the chapter and go straight to the verse. So for example, when we say Jude 6, we mean the sixth verse of Jude because it has one chapter. All right, so let's talk about translations of the Bible. So the original Bible was written in mostly Hebrew, that's in the Old Testament, or mostly Greek, that's in the New Testament. And I say mostly because there are a few passages in both the Old and the New Testament that are written in Aramaic. Aramaic is a Semitic language closely related to Hebrew. So anything that we read today is going to be a translation of those original languages. And if that's not confusing enough, there are numerous Bible translations available, each one offering a different approach. So you can have the literal translations like the New American Standard Bible or the NASB, which aims to stay as close to the original Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek texts as possible. And then you have more thought-for-thought translations like the New Living Translation or the NLT, which focuses on conveying the original meanings in a way that's easy to understand for modern readers like you and I. And I actually did a whole episode on Bible translations a few weeks back and how to choose the right one, because this is a question I get often. So if you're interested in that, go listen to that episode where I take a deep dive into Bible translations. I'll link it in the show notes. But I would also add here that choosing a translation can depend on your reading and study goals. Are you looking for a deeper theological study or perhaps a more accessible read for daily devotionals? It might be helpful to compare a few translations and see which speaks to your heart and mind most effectively. Or you can always reach out to us at hello@therescuedletters.com and we'll help point you in the right direction. Now, before we jump back into our episode, I want to take a moment to share something special with all of you that we are just now introducing. If you're looking to deepen your engagement with the Bible or find a meaningful gift for a friend who loves scripture as much as you do, you'll want to check out our Rescued Letters Etsy shop. Now, At our Etsy shop, The Rescued Letters, we offer a variety of digital designs that are perfect for any Bible enthusiast. From beautifully designed bookmarks that keep your place in scripture, to unique journaling pages that help you capture your reflections, to many devotional Bible studies on particular topics, each item was created to help you and your loved ones stay connected to the Word in a deeply personal way. So visit us at www.etsy.com/shop/rescuedletters to explore our full collection. Every purchase supports our ministry and helps us continue sharing the hope found in God's Word. Plus, for our podcast listeners, use the code NODUSTYBIBLES at checkout for a special discount on your first order. Thank you for supporting the work we do here at the Rescued Letters Collective. And now, let's get back to our explanation of the Bible. So let's talk about cross references. What are cross references in the Bible? So cross references are essentially a map guiding you to other parts of the Bible that relate to the verse you're reading. For example, if you're studying a prophecy in the book of Isaiah from the Old Testament, cross references might lead you to its fulfillment in the New Testament. And you can recognize them in the Bible as a superscript. It's like a small star, letter, or number set at the end of a word and just above the normal line of type. So they're basically like a flag to tell you, hey, this verse is related to another verse. And that's usually in a completely different book. And so when you read scripture and then you read the cross-reference, that can help enrich your understanding and reveal the interconnectedness of scripture because it is all related. And sometimes those superscripts will also point you to reference information for that verse, like alternate wordings from the original languages or contextual information. For example, we read this week about the parable of the 10 minas in Luke 19. And one of the references in my Bible tells me that a mina was about 3 months' wages for a laborer. So that's helpful information when you and I don't use the word mina in everyday use. So as you're reading, look for both cross-references and reference information with those superscripts to help deepen your understanding of what you are reading. All right, so now let's talk about study tools. But first, I want to ask this question. Do you need other books in order to understand the Bible? And the answer to that question is, well, it depends. God's Word is sufficient for our understanding and knowledge of the heart of God. You don't have to invest in a small library to understand Scripture. All you need is Scripture. But I'll be the first to tell you that the Bible can be intimidating. And that's why we do what we do here at the No Dusty Bibles. We simply want to help you hit the easy button for reading and understanding Scripture. But let's say you want to read something in the Bible and it doesn't immediately make sense, or maybe you just want to have a better idea of the context of what you're reading. And there are certainly some basic tools that I would recommend to help with that. So first up, I want to talk about a concordance. And a concordance is just an index of words that are used in the Bible, listing where each word occurs. So this can help you study specific themes or ideas. Say you want to explore the concept of faith. A concordance will show you every verse where the word faith appears, enabling a comprehensive study of how faith is discussed throughout the entirety of the Bible. Now, I'm old enough to have an actual physical concordance. It looks like this giant reference book. But the good news is that there are free online concordances that are easy to use. BibleStudyTools.com and BibleHub.com are two of my favorites, and I'll link to those in the show notes here. Next, a Bible handbook is one of the first resources that I will turn to when I need help reading and understanding the Bible. And a Bible handbook is a reference book to help you approach the Bible in an easy to understand way. It's going to include background and contextual information for every single book of the Bible, including that book's literary genre, historical context, its purpose, its themes, and often much more. And so there are several solid Bible handbooks out there, but my personal favorites are the Bible Handbook from Daily Grace Co. and the Holman Illustrated Bible Handbook. And we'll link both of those in the show notes, along with another favorite of mine from Daily Grace Co., the Theology Handbook, which I find particularly helpful in understanding Scripture's big themes and theology information. And finally, for those wanting to take an even deeper dive into understanding the Bible, commentaries are another really valuable resource. Commentaries are written by scholars and theologians, and they provide explanations and interpretations of biblical passages. So reading a commentary can be like having a conversation with a theologian, because they're going to share insights into the historical context, the linguistic nuances, and the theological implications of what you're reading. I'll link to some of my favorite commentary series in the show notes, because some are more accessible than others. And I want you to remember that while commentaries and other tools can be really helpful, they should complement, not replace, your own engagement with the Word. It's about finding a balance where these tools support and enhance your personal reading and understanding. And lastly, integrating these tools can seem overwhelming, but if you decide to incorporate them, start small. Maybe begin with one book of the Bible, use one translation along with a commentary, and slowly incorporate those cross-references and concordance information as you become more comfortable. The key is to grow in your study faithfully and enjoyably. The Bible is fun. The Bible is the voice of God in our hearts and our minds, and so it should be fun to read the Bible. So friends, that's all for today. I hope this little introduction helps you navigate your Bible with more confidence and curiosity. If you have questions about any of this, you can always reach out to us at hello@therescuedletters.com. We'd love to encourage you and answer any questions you may have about incorporating, navigating the Bible and scripture reading into your everyday life. And as always, I want you to remember that every question you ask, every time you seek to understand, you're not just reading words on a page, you're engaging in a living, breathing relationship with God through His Word. We'll be back next week to wrap up our time in Luke on Monday, and then we'll start in the book of John on Tuesday. Can't wait to see you then. Are you looking for a speaker for your Christian Women's event? I speak at over 25 events every year, and I'm currently booking for the rest of my fall 2024 and spring 2025 speaking calendar. I'd love to partner with you to share biblical truths and practical tools to point women to Jesus at your event. So visit us at therescuedletters.com/speaking to request my speaking ministry guide. You can also grab my instant event, a free 7-page download where you'll find an entire event prepped for you, including the theme, a Spotify playlist personally crafted by me to go along with that theme, the program schedule, which you can use for a morning or evening event, a vision board for simple decor and design, a checklist for promoting your event, and a prayer schedule leading up to your event. Thank you for spending part of your day with us here at the No Dusty Bibles podcast. We hope today's reading has encouraged you and brought you closer to understanding the heart of God.
Don't forget to join us for the next reading. And if you're looking for more resources or want to connect with our community, visit us at therescuedletters.com and find us on social media at Rescued Letters.
The No Dusty Bibles podcast is produced by the Rescued Letters Collective, a united front of women's ministry endeavors with a shared vision to help women everywhere cultivate a richer faith. Our mission is simple but transformative. Make the Bible not just available, but wholly accessible and deeply meaningful for every woman who seeks its wisdom. If this podcast encouraged you today, we would love for you to leave a rating and review and also share it with a friend. Until next time, I'm Heather.
And I'm Hannah.
Reminding you that every page turned in the Bible is a step closer to God.
We're rooting for you today.